Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, congratulations. A big win last night. You open up your home season on a high note and in true fashion. A very exciting 3-2 overtime finish. Couldn't have asked for a better way to start the season, could you?
Just all around just happy for the group because, you know, we put a lot of work leading up to it. Just talked a lot about, you know, playing with pride and passion and controlling the controllables, and I thought you know, we did a good job of the things we wanted to, you know, their own expectations, and to win the game like that was just extra exciting.
That 3-on-3 is always fun because it opens up the ice. Your team has a lot of speed. Talk about how they've worked through fall camp to even gain even more speed.
Well, yeah, we do work quite a bit on that 3-on-3. Kind of goes back to the COVID year, if you remember. We played 20 games and 9 of them went into overtime. So we had a lot of 3-on-3 that year. So we spent a lot of time just practicing it. We usually do it a couple times a week just to go 3-on-3 full ice. And, you know, we just you know, stress the importance of possessing the puck, and it's, you know, it's got to be man on man, and you kind of saw last night, you know, you're right about the speed. Gabby took advantage of her speed, and you saw, you know, our opponents got a little lost in their coverage, and then kind of two players went to Gabby, and she just made a really heads up play to feed it to Taylor. That's what can happen because it is so wide open. It's the tendency, obviously, is to, you know, you want to support your teammate, and so sometimes you wind up duplicating and leaving people open in 3-on-3, and that's what happened. And, you know, fortunately, we were able to capitalize.
Well, you saw some great goaltending on the other end of the ice. Natalie Ferentz played a fantastic game. What do you need to do to get more pucks past her today?
Yeah, she was good. I said today in our meeting, just you got to give her, you know, tip your hat to her. I thought she had a really strong game, and you know, and because we created a lot of chaos, we got people to the net. I was really happy with that aspect of our game. I think that's one thing you saw from Maya Hedrick. She got herself in front of the net every single time their line was in the offensive zone, and you know, she takes up a lot of room and space, and it's hard to see the puck. And we had some pucks I know that just hit her that she never saw, and some that missed the net. So I think they might be going with a different goalie tonight, which you know, which would kind of ease that in terms of trying to get it past her again. But either way, whoever they play on, I'm sure is going to be good. And we just have to keep doing what we're doing, keep getting as many pucks to the net as we can, and try to create as much chaos around that net as we can.
You had a chance to see Maya Hedrick, Rayleigh Carney, and Michaela Zilish play together on that line. Your three freshmen. What were your first thoughts on seeing them in game?
I liked it. I thought you know, particularly they got stronger as the game went on. I thought second, third period for sure. You could see Rayleigh Carney's speed. She just generated a lot of pressure, created some two on ones, and created some great chances just with her speed through the neutral zone. And I mentioned Maya, just a big, strong forward, goes to the front of the net. You know, Michaela was solid. I think she has a little bit more. It's a first game for all of the freshmen. It's going to be a learning experience, but she's a good hockey player, and she's going to do real well for us tonight. She's out of the lineup tonight. Just get a chance to watch from up above, but she's going to be a big part of this program this year for sure.
Talk about some of the other changes you've made to your lines. Obviously, you've got 25 players on your roster this year that are trying to get into that lineup.
You know, no question, Kelly, and it's been very, very competitive. Tonight you're going to see Gino Hendrickson, young lady from Ward that we talked about yesterday. She's going to get in tonight for the first time, and you're going to see Abby Thompson in goal, so it'll be fun to see her. It's her first career start.
Coach, what's it going to take to get a win here tonight against Lindenwood and get your first sweep of the season?
Yeah, you know, we're going to have a good start. I think really imperative that we start on our toes, Kelly, and pushing the pace, getting pucks past their D. I think if we sit back and let them come to us, we're just inviting trouble. I think we need to be a little stronger in our end in terms of our coverage. We attended last night a lot of puck watching, a lot of, you know, everybody on the ice watching the puck and losing checks behind. And again, that just comes with practice, more playing. Obviously, the film work is really important, but we just need to be better in that area, better on our breakouts, better on our wall play, and all of that I think would lead to more offensive time. And I think that's what we want to try to do, is spend more time in the offensive zone, and if we can do that, good things can happen.
Sounds like a great plan. Good luck the rest of the way, Coach.
Thanks, Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you.